Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, Rebecca Miller, and Wayne Wink, and we're having a wonderful, wonderful conversation with the about the Yes We Can Center with Taranza and with the Stephanie. At the break, we just brought up something in reference to Shakespearean plays are going to come on. Yeah. That's amazing. Please tell us about that. I had no idea.
So yes, we have partnered with a Long Island-based theater group. They're called the East Line Theater Group, and they will be bringing some alfresco Shakespearean performances to three of our parks. To be exact, they will be performing Romeo and Juliet. So, and these run about an hour and 45 minutes long. I believe there is no intermission. But again, they're all outdoors. So we bring your lawn chair, bring a blanket. The first one will be happening Saturday, June 26th. And this is happening at Gary Pond Park in Roslyn. That will be taking place at 2 p.m. The next one is Friday, July 16th. And that's happening at the North Hempstead Beach Park Amphitheater. And that's taking place at 7 p.m. The last one is Sunday, August 15th, happening at 3 p.m. at Clark Botanic Garden in Albertson.
Okay.
So if you like these tragedies from Romeo, from Shakespeare, come and check that out.
Forgive me if I missed this. Where does a person go tomorrow if they want to go online, whether it's Shakespeare, whether it's fitness, whether it's the pool, a concert, to find out the schedule?
You can call 311. I mean, we have some information in our town websites. I know Facebook also posts a lot of flyers and information regarding all of our events. But usually 311 has all the information that you need.
That's the best way to go about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Rebecca, go ahead.
I was going to say, I know that there are town mailers too that go out. Though, as you were saying, both Tyrons and Stephanie, how things are changing so much that the more open we get, the more opportunity we have for new events. So you really should call 311 or 869-6311 from anywhere to find out the most up-to-date schedule for the parks.
It is amazing because 3 months ago, we never would have dreamed to be able to have some of the programming we're going to have.
No.
From now, I hope that we're going to look back on this finally and say, you know, we're open again. But,
yeah,
you know, that remains to be seen. But you're absolutely right. You know, snail mail at this point is truly snail mail. The information
right.
in the mail previously ain't necessarily the case anymore. For the better, I hope.
So. The one thing that this whole COVID situation has done, and fortunately, is taken the radio program on Zoom and taking it to TV, which has really broadened the exposure, which is tremendous. So unfortunately, while COVID has been terrible and almost 600,000 people have died, you know, we have to look at a community and see what we have risen to. And the Yes We Can Center is one of those places that really has risen to the occasion. And you're keeping things going, and there's so many things that are coming on that it's just really, I mean, it's a credit to both you ladies. It really have done tremendous work. And you know, Rebecca and Wayne's, more specifically Wayne, as town clerk and being involved on a day-to-day basis, knows what's going on and sees it much more.
It's absolutely right. There's so many great things going on, Yes We Can, and throughout the town park system, But certainly, Yes We Can. It's a place that we really need to shine a light on and make sure that people understand all the great things that are happening there and to invite people down. It's a tremendous state-of-the-art facility. It's actually a Leeds Platinum facility,
right.
which for us environmentalist geeks,
Wait, say that again. I don't know what you just said, Wayne.
Leeds Platinum.
Okay.
For those of us who you know want to be environmentalists, Leeds Platinum is the highest rating you can get for an environmentally sensitive building. And Yes We Can has led the way in that regard for now, I think, close to a decade or more.
I know. Yeah.
It's really a tremendous, tremendous feather in the cap of the town that we have that type of facility. It's the type of facility that there are so many different things. And Taranza, maybe you can get into this better than I can. What goes into getting a LEED Platinum status?
The LEED Platinum status is basically, as you said, it's all about keeping it green. It's about how our building is environmentally sensitive and cautious. It's how we use water and electricity. We have solar panels that help us with power. And it's outside of our building, we have flowers and plants, and how our building is just uniquely built. So we qualified under the guidelines to acquire the platinum status.
Right. You have permeable surfaces where, you know, it's not a matter of rainwater pooling up in asphalt and going into a sewer somewhere. It actually percolates right back down into the groundwater. There's so many great things about it. The reuse of water and things like that are really, they were ahead of their time, and they continue to be ahead of their time in so many ways.
If I would mention another way that Yes We Can is here for our community is that we're an early voting location. So last November, we had over 8,000 residents in the state that came and voted at Yes We Can. And this
Taranza, how many?
8,000.
Wow.
8,000. One Saturday morning, we had the lines wrapped around three blocks of the building.
Yeah.
So there is no primary in our community this June. But in November, we'll be an early voting site again. So we're continuing in the Yes We Can Community Center to serve our community in all aspects of life.
Yeah. Toronto,
as somebody
forgive
who
me.
Knows something about elections, I really welcome the fact that Yes We Can is a place where people can go and start early voting, even weeks before the election itself. You can make a schedule for your own voting at that point, and to be able to know that there's a place in the area, in your neighborhood, where you can go and vote, and you don't have to be there between 6 and 9 on November 2nd. Which happens to be election day this year, but there are so many options that you can build into your schedule to allow you to cast your vote, to have your voice heard, and yet not be beholden to one day, as traditionally was always the case. So early voting is a tremendous thing, and Yes We Can is a tremendous part of it.
And
that's very true.
You can go swimming after you vote.
Definitely.
My God, you can make a day of it.
See that?
And go to the gym. Forgive me if, Taranza, you already brought this up, but now that we know it's an early voting site, the building has lots of space for the community too. And I know prior to COVID and when we first opened up there, we were doing weddings there. Like, people can actually, can they still rent rooms there for events? I know with COVID right now, it's probably dicey, but down the road, will that continue to be an option for the community?
So yes, we are cautiously reopening our permitted spaces because of social distancing guidelines and capacity guidelines. We recently had a repass at Yes We Can. Sadly to mention that, but we're doing smaller events as opposed to larger events because we have to do a delicate dance of balancing our children locations with the adult programming and the fitness center to ensure that everyone is safe and that we're following New York State guidelines. So yes, you can request a permit to use various spaces as a resident of North Hempstead, but they're approved on a case-by-case basis based on capacity and what else is happening that day.
Right. Okay, yes. That's great. Another step to getting back to normal.
Amen.
Yeah.
The point is this Yes We Can Center, it really has turned out to be a gem within North Hempstead. There's no question about it. And it's a shame that many of the things that you're talking about this morning, and thank you, Christina, for bringing Taranza and Stephanie on, yeah. I'm hearing about for the first time, which is my fault. But I'm sure there's many residents of the town that don't realize all the things that we have and all the things that we have to be thankful for, you know, what this town has brought to people. And you two guys, you know, running the show over there, all the special projects, it's mind-boggling. I do have a question, which, and I don't think was answered, and if it was, I apologize. You know, it's a monthly fee, which is not a big deal. But can a person just come in on a daily if they want to come in for one day and pay something, or no, that's not allowed?
There's a $5 day pass. And we've had people who come and do a $5 day pass, like a one-off, but it's actually more economical to just pay $10 and have it for the month. So we don't have a lot of residents asking for a $5 day pass. It's often a college student who's done here and would just like to use the gym and exercise, and then they go back to school, although they're a resident of North Hempstead. But most of our residents do membership because it's economically sound to just pay $10, or if you have a minor, pay $250. Mm-hmm. And it's worth it. Yes.
I totally agree. What you're saying, Rebecca? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I was agreeing. Yeah, that's quite a price.
$10 is huge. I mean, $10 is huge. $10 is a gift for what you guys are offering. That's what I meant to say. I mean, you go to these gyms, it's $50, $100 a month, and everything is state of the art, new.
Right.
The building, I didn't even realize what Wayne was saying about a green building. I mean, it's the perfect package. And for $10 for our seniors, or $12.50 for an adult, you can't get better. It really makes, you know, from my perspective. And then for young people, this whole net thing, again, something I'm not really that familiar with, but the whole net thing is such a special, I think, event that these kids can be playing on the court. Whereas Wayne said earlier, somebody could be playing there this week who in 5 years is a major star that you'll say, my God, you know, he was in North Hempstead before he was this star, you know.
We actually had someone, I just can't remember his name, but he used to play for the Long Island Nets, and he got drafted by the Minnesota Timberwolves. Mm. And he was great. His name is escaping my brain, but he did very nice things with the children here. Oh, sorry, Toronto. He did that, and it was great. And it was nice to see him, you know, when he went to Minnesota for the Timberwolves. Yeah. So it's happened, and I think it'll continue to happen.
It's the interaction with children also that's very important, because I don't care about the game itself. They have to be good to the kids. But actually, we're out of time. This has been wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yes. Taranza and Stephanie, thank you not only for coming on the show, but for what you do daily for the residents of the town of North Hempstead. I just thank you.
Thank you.
Great work.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Laura Curran.